Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe with RTE.ie. Sister Mary Rose, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And we've been asked to ring you to say happy birthday.
So very kind of you indeed.
And what age are you today, Sister Mary Rose?
Only a year old. I'm 2 years old.
Of 1 and 2 years. You're 100.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so, born in 1918.
Yes.
And whereabouts?
I was born in a place called Labashida, County Clare.
And what was your life there, and then how did you become a nun?
Well, I was only a child then, Joe. So I went to Kerry in 1927.
Right.
And in 1936, I went to a place in England called Hollymount Convent.
Right.
And it was for postulants, and it was a school we've had in England. And our sisters, it was a secondary school, the Sisters of Charity of Jesus and Mary were in charge. And then at that time, the Reverend Mother was over in Ireland going around the schools looking for postulants.
Yeah.
So, hearing all the good news and all the good work that they were doing, Joe, I decided to go with him. So I went, and I went to Hollymount, from Hollymount to Belgium, where our mother house was. And I was there for 2 years, two and a half years, yeah. Then I came back to a place called St. Francis College.
Hertfordshire.
Went to college there. And
if you were born, Sister Mary, about a month after the end of World War One, but where were you for World War Two?
Where was I for World War Two?
You're back in London.
Very
good, okay, because you were in Belgium at one stage. I was wondering, were you in Belgium when Belgium was invaded?
Yes.
Did you spend most of your life teaching?
No, I was nursing.
Nursing all the time, well done. Okay.
Yes.
And
yes.
At what age did you retire, Sister Mary Rose?
What age? Actually, you don't retire until the end, Joe.
Okay, well done.
You keep right on to the end of the road.
Well, so you're a long way off retiring.
Oh, yes. While there's life is for living.
Mm-hmm.
So, you live as long as you can, and when you can reach out to people, so isn't that what life is about?
And it's a long life. What have you any tips or... What did it say? What is the recipe for a long life?
What's the recipe for a long life?
Yeah.
Live life to the full. Every day is a gift. So I said, dear God, today is mine. And if I can help somebody on the way, let me do it.
But you know, people say, "Well, do you take porridge every day, or do you not smoke, or do you not take a drink,
no.
or maybe you do take a glass again?" I don't know. But is there any things you'd recommend for a long life?
Well, I don't eat porridge, Joe, because I had too much porridge when I was young.
The gruel was cruel, I'd say, back in the day.
I don't want any gruel.
That's okay. And would you take a little drop, Sister Mary Rose?
Sure.
And what would you drink?
For occasions.
Yeah.
I might not have a glass of wine, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Today is an occasion.
What?
Today is an occasion, you're 100.
I am, yes.
And
so.
what did you do? What are you doing to celebrate?
What am I doing to celebrate?
Yeah.
A big party.
A big party. In the hotel in a tie, yeah.
Okay.
And we have a band and friends all around us, and we're right. dancing and we're singing and we're celebrating.
And,
so why not?
And do you hope to get up and dance later on?
Of course.
Well, don't strictly come dancing, eat your heart out.
Yes, yes.
So you're in the what hotel is the party? Well, I give out the hotel. The party is in Granard. You might get anyway. If anyone wants to know, they can contact us. But you're having a party in a hotel. Have you got the centenarian's check from Morrison Uachtaráin?
No, I hope it's on the way there, Joe.
And how much is it these days? Do you know? Have you checked it out?
I believe it's 2 now.
2,000?
Yeah.
Great. And what have your plans?
Oh, I'll go on a holiday, Joe. I'll go to Lourdes.
Go to Lourdes, okay. And is there longevity in your family, Mary Rose?
Well, yes. One sister lived to be 102.
Great.
Another sister lived to be 101.
Wow.
And an only brother, he was only 62.
He was only in your family, he was a teenager.
He was.
102,
yeah.
101, and now you 100, and going very, very strong by the sounds of it.
Oh, yes, thank God, yeah.
And how is your health?
This is good, great.
Aren't you so lucky?
I'm up in... I'm here in Emore today with our sisters, and we're celebrating, Joe.
Well, and by the way, we just checked that the actual, more good news for you, Mary Rose, the centenarian's bounty is now €2,540.
Oh, praise the Lord, Josh, you will have a great time.
Free bar in the hotel, and that's why. A free bar, a free wine at least, we hope. At least we hope. And how do you relax, Mary Rose?
How do I relax?
Yeah.
Are you
reading, or do you watch telly, or do you?
Yes,
garden?
I watch telly and I listen to George Duffy's show.
Well, that'll put years on you now. Some days.
Oh, sure it would. From time to time, I switch off.
Don't say that, Mary Rose. Disagree. Would never switch off. Aren't you great?
From today forward, now I won't switch off.
No, just take the bits that I see a lot of people are annoyed about the speeding thing, but the bits that annoy you, just offer it up. Just offer it up as penance.
Oh, so that's what I do, Joe, every day.
Okay, and do we know when you are following your siblings at such a great age? Two of them, the two women in particular. You've lived a very good life, obviously.
I've had, yeah, thank God. Your life is for living.
Yeah, and there'll be no need for any questioning at the pearly gates about your life.
I hope not. I hope he'll say come in. And the door is open for you.
Better be after many years of you a padre, many years of you a cleric.
I entered in 36, and I made my first profession in 38.
Wow.
So since 1938, Joe. So you're good at calculating now, so you do that.
Well, I'm including the 82 years, because I'm including the years that you were studying, that you were a postulant. By the way, Kirk Douglas was 102 yesterday. You know the film star?
Oh, yeah.
And his son, Michael Douglas, was 72.
Is that all?
Yeah. Both of them still alive and doing very, very well. Though I don't think Kirk Douglas could give an interview the way you're giving an interview today. What do you think of the Ireland today?
Well, it's not the Ireland that I grew up in.
And what's the big difference?
Oh, sure. I mean, attitudes, people.
Well, what's better about the Ireland today?
Oh, well, thank God for progress, mm-hmm. you know, and for the education that the people are getting here. And
do you think, did you go and see the Pope in the Phoenix Park this year?
No, I wouldn't. They wouldn't let me go. They thought I was too young. And I might get crushed in the crowd.
No, you wouldn't have. But Sister Mary Rose, do you think the church is treated unfairly in Ireland?
Well, it's not the church I grew up in, Joe.
Mm. Well, is that a good thing then?
No, it's not. Don't forget, we were the Island of Saints and Scholars, weren't we?
That was at one stage, yeah. We were called that anyway. Yeah.
We were called it, yeah.
But we were also the Island, Mary Rose, of Magdalen laundries and industrial schools, and, you know, there was a dark side to it as well.
Oh, there was, yeah. But nevertheless, look what our Irish missionaries did, and are still doing throughout the world today.
And did you ever, over 100 years, I won't dwell on this, but over 100 years and 62 of them in the order, did you ever have doubts about your vocation?
No, never, wow. Thank God. Mother.
Isn't that a fantastic gift?
It is, yeah.
Never had doubts.
Yes, that's what the Lord wanted me to do in this life, so.
Isn't that fantastic? Fantastic. So I'm told you're heading into a thai fairly soon, 82 years in the order. You're heading into a thai, and have you plans, because they should be underway now, for how are you going to celebrate your 101st birthday?
Oh, I haven't thought about that. One day is the time, Lord Jesus.
Okay, so your motto in life is, live life to the full, life is for living.
Yeah.
And but is it fair to say, Sister Mary Rose, that all your life you've been a giver? Do you follow me? You've been helping, reaching out to people.
Sure, yes. So the Lord gave me the strength and the health. And isn't that what we're here for? Yeah. To help one another on the journey.
And if you've been listening last week, Mary Rose, you would have heard a number of people talk about loneliness at Christmas.
I do, yeah. I wonder why. It's so sad, I find, yeah. Because it's not the island that I grew up in.
Yeah. But you're not lonely, because you're surrounded by the sorority of your order, and then all your friends. And
yeah. And I'm here today in another one of our convents with three lovely sisters, three friends. And we had a priest up from Kerry, an old friend, who celebrated Mass for us, Father Tom Crean. A brother of Bishop Crean in Cork.
So he'd be related to the great explorer.
Yes,
Tom Crean, yeah. Stay there. Jim and Maureen Curran, Mary Rose. Jim and Maureen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You're in Cork. You want to wish Mary Rose a happy birthday.
Mary Jo, isn't it?
Mary Rose, yeah. Well, we call her Mary Rose, is what I call her.
So it's Mary Jo.
Oh. Yes, we would like to do that, Joe.
And how do you know her?
Joe, when you were in Zambia in 1957, and I helped Mary Joan to get her driving license in Zambia so that she could drive her Land Rover to the missions around Chikuni.
Is it the same? It's the same.
I wonder if it is.
It is. Ask her if she was in Zambia.
Were you in Zambia, Sister?
No, Joe. No.
Ah, there we are now.
I just wonder,
do you reckon the nun that you're talking about, Jim and Maureen, do you reckon she'd be near 100 at this stage?
I'd say she probably would be.
Well, tell us a little bit about Sister Mary Joan.
Well, she was in the missions, Sisters of Charity in Zambia.
Okay.
In Chikuni.
In the 50s and 60s. We see, and do you know what order she was in?
Sisters of Charity.
And do you know what her surname was?
McNamara.
Okay, we see. Can we find out? Does anyone know of a sister? It's a long shot. It's Mary Jo McNamara in Zambia in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And when is the last time you were in touch with her?
Many years ago.
Okay, well, yeah. It'd be interesting to find out how she's getting on. Thanks to the Jim and Maureen Curran. Let me go to Nellie Martin. Nellie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sorry, Sister Mary Rose. Yes, sorry.
Joe, yeah. We are Sisters of Charity of Jesus and Mary.
I knew there is a difference, isn't there?
Belgium.
Okay, Nellie Martin. Nellie, it's definitely now Sister Mary Rose you're ringing up to say happy birthday to.
Yeah, please, yeah. Congratulations to Nellie Martin and Jessica Carroll.
Thanks.
So,
Okay, how do you know Sister Mary Rose?
We're related.
Oh, very good. Oh, well, then that's a definite. That's a definite. Yeah. Are you coming to the party with us?
I'm hoping to.
Well, we're all hoping this check from Morrison Nuketown from Michael D arrives before 4 o'clock.
She's brilliant. She's a great outlooking life, and she deserves a huge party and plenty of celebrations. She's brilliant.
Okay, and is she obviously I can't see her, Nelly, and I don't ask her directly herself. But she sounds extraordinarily hale and hearty.
Oh, she's unbelievable. She's brilliant. That's the only word I can put on her.
Isn't that fantastic?
She's a very broad outlooking life. She's brilliant.
Great.
You'd enjoy being in her company.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm enjoying her company now. So Sister Mary Rose, happy birthday.
Thank you, Joe.
And as I say, when you're finishing the hotel tonight, will you go to the reception and say, can we book it for the same day next year? Because you'll be here for the 101st.
Great.
You definitely will.
Living in joyful hope.
In joyful hope. Lovely, lovely. And what's your favourite? Do you have a favourite scripture reading or a favourite prayer or a favourite or a devotion, a special devotion to any saint? Or
the Mass and the Rosary are my...
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah.
Your bedrocks.
Yes.
Every day?
Every day, yes.
Well done. Okay. Okay. Well, listen, look after yourself, Mary Rose. Kind regards to all your sisters there in the order and all your friends as well who are going to turn up in Athy, in the hotel in Athy later on for your well-deserved birthday party. Try not to wake the neighbours tonight with your raucous behaviour and that beautiful...
Yeah. Okay.
And God bless you and a very happy Christmas and a very happy birthday, Mary Rose, on your 100th.
The same to you, John. Lovely talking to you.
Likewise.
God bless.
God bless
bye
you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.